All right, everyone. So prepare yourself. We're going to have a very amazing activation today. And this is recorded in Seattle area in Washington State in the month of July 2012. So today's theme is going to be, and compliments from Carolyn Mace and her beautiful work with archetypes. Thank you, Carolyn. On the four major archetypes that we've all come in with and are influenced by even today. And the idea of working with these four major archetypes is for everyone on this call, including ancestors, and we're going to invite the universe, of course, to receive, to be in a place where these four aspects are healed and not affecting you in any kind of a negative way from today forward. Okay, so we're going to set the protocol so when you begin to offer this work or any healing approaches for self and others, feel free to use this level of protocol. And protocol basically in this reference means you are doing certain vibrational steps to create the state that you want to be in for yourself and for your client or for your student or for your group, for the world, for the universe. All right. So this is very important when you facilitate quantum light weaving in your own way is to, first of all, you're going to take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And you're going to hold the intention that you are breathing into and through your body that divine light that is you, the Voyager, the I am that I am. And you're going to call forth the prime source, prime creator, God as you know it, the supreme being, all that is, unified field, the oneness. You're going to ask to be a clear and perfect channel for the light for this transmission today, for this activation, for this meditation, for this attunement, for this facilitation of transformational work. So you're going to breathe in and allow yourself to actually feel and become that invocation. That intention. I and my Father are one. So remember what the Master said way back when? Still says it today on the inner planes, of course. I and my Father are one. Meaning, my conscious self and me, I am, me, the Voyager, the I am that I am, are one. Source of all creation, my I am, are one. And you want to be able to bring that vibration in and through the body and begin to live it. Doesn't mean to be perfect or any of that stuff when wear white robes. It simply means to be who you are. There's no definition to that. So breathe in and begin to release any self-imposed definition of being yourself, of being who you are, that you've accumulated from the past, from your past lives, from this life, from early childhood. God, this is the wounded inner child part now that we're moving into. Deeply relax as you exhale. Okay, any resistance that comes forth emotionally, vibrationally, mentally, you're going to simply breathe into it, accept it, allow it, and then let it go through the out-breath. Without judgment, without analyzing, without thinking. Simply going to be in the here and now and here physically. Okay, so as we invoke to be a clear and perfect channel on all levels of consciousness for all beings everywhere, including your ancestors, your soul group, your inner child, all facets of you, going to breathe in the light in that vibration and activate the pineal gland, pituitary gland, and thalamus region of the brain, thereby activating your whole brain to become more of what it is destined to be in the now, activating the body's ability to heal itself, all organs, cells, systems, aspects, levels. Going to create the storage area once again in your brain to house the quantum data. You're going to connect it, link it up with your memory banks of your brain. Everything that we bring forth, you know how to do on that level. So just do it. And then be. Okay, continue to breathe into the brain. Now we're going to activate together the emerald grid that grounds you and supports you, your body, with the Earth Mother. And as you do that and allow that, you'll begin to feel a tingling. Bottoms of your feet, your whole foot, your ankles, your shin, your calves, maybe even up through your knees and your thighs. Okay, this is all normal. Okay, we're going to call forth the activation of the 4 to 8 pillars of light physically in your space, in your room, in your home, in your office. They're going to represent north, south, east, and west, and other directions as well. Actually, if you want, you can invoke 10 pillars of light to represent the 10 directions, including height, width, and depth. Reading and receiving. Okay, the Stargate is always there and open. So you just need to acknowledge the Stargate of the Christos. Okay, we're going to activate the belly button area. That's your sun chakra. Just breathe. Receive, allow. It's the miniature version of the Great Central Sun. That is your connection to the Great Central Sun. Or makes it easier for you to be one with the vibrations of the Christos, the most powerful energy in all of creation in this galaxy and universe. Breathe in. I and my Father are one. Okay, we're going to activate the solar plexus area. That's your soul matrix. And that allows you to have a more conscious connection with your I am, your oversoul. And we're going to ask for any cleansing and purification of that center of everybody else's energies. Just allow. And as this occurs, you are naturally and automatically and consciously going to fill up that space with your own light, your soul energies. Okay, take a deep breath. So this is like the first phase of the protocol. Now we're going to the second phase, and that's in the call in. The Council of 14. They are cosmic healers. And they help bring forth and hold the space for this work. And on a scale of 1 to 12, on a vibrational scale symbolically of 1 to 12, currently for most situations, in the intensive, they bring forth 5th to 8th dimensional vibrations. They can go beyond 8th if the group is ready. But generally, this is well sufficient. So breathing in, you can visualize them as 14 PowerPoints, as 14 rays of light, 14 suns, 14 stars, 14 beings of immense power, light, compassion, knowledge. So we're going to ask you now to begin to receive them directly, not only in your physical space, but internally in your inner space. Continue to breathe. Okay, now we're going to call forth your guardian angel or guardian angels, your spiritual guidance system, your guardian that represents your healing team, your soul group, your home world vibrations, your ancestors, all those that are ready to receive. And we're going to invite the whole universe to begin to receive as needed. I'm going to call forth all of your family members and your pets. Those in need of healing and transformation, you may receive. You may begin to receive now, very gently, through the power of grace. We always ask to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace, unconditional love and allowance, for compassion, divine balance and harmony, wisdom, inspiration, hope. And eternal peace. Take a deep breath and receive. We're going to call forth your inner child to deeply receive. We're going to ask your inner child to bring up all unconscious and conscious remaining wounds, as we call them, traumas, hurts, pain, physical, emotional, mental, energetic. Now what we're going to do is we're going to create a detachment from your emotional body, from your intellect, from your analyzer. So imagine that you are stepping out of the human world. You are stepping away symbolically from the physical form. You're going to travel instantly through an arc of light into the oneness. Take a deep breath. Meet your guides there, your guardians there, your healing team, members of your soul group are there. You, the Voyager, the I am that I am, this is your natural world. Oversoul, soul, higher self, inner self, true self, oneness, unified field. Okay, so as we bring forth the wounded inner child, we'd like you to put your inner child on your lap or ask your child to be right next to you on either side of your body. And you're going to put your arm around your inner child. And give your child a sense of total security. Total loving support without judgment. And we're going to ask your child now to see and feel little angels around him or her. And these are little angels that comfort the inner child to a place of self-healing. No matter what the wound, this can be shifted in the twinkling of an eye. So tell your child that healing not only is possible right now, but it can be instantaneous. So you're going to gather from your inner child all the wisdom from all those wounds. And you're going to put that wisdom in your storage area so that you never forget it. And you're going to ask your child now to come into present time, to merge with the rest of you as best she can and ongoing. That she now can come, he and she can come into present time. So your inner child can imagine now, as if, what it would be like to disengage, to free his or herself from all the perceived pain, neglect, trauma, stress, whatever it defined that situation or events. That it can be free and to let go, and there's no need to carry that density anymore. Give her complete freedom to choose and to let go. Take a deep breath together with your child, breathing in and through the light. The angels surrounding your child with this most magnificent energy called unconditional love. And ask your child now to just simply breathe and merge with that energy, that light, that feeling, that sensation. And to become one with that vibration in the present time. Okay, now we're going to breathe into the lungs and begin to release all of the grief, the sadness, the loneliness, the hurt, the trauma, the abandonment, the neglect, the resentment, the anger, whatever it is. Allow the lungs to begin to let go. Breathe deeply the light into the lungs, filling the diaphragm up with the light, exhaling through the mouth, and just simply letting go and relaxing into oneness. Open up your heart space, and any pain, tightness, tension, upsetness, agitation that you're holding and carrying in your chest, in your heart muscle, you can now let it go. Take a deep breath in and release. You're releasing also all of this energy that's not yours, having to do with your wounding. I don't know how I'm doing this. I just know that I am. And I am fulfilled. You are the voyager. You're detached from your emotional body, your pain body, your analyzer, and your intellect. You are into quantum and you are in the physical as well. But you are not of the physical. Okay, let that continue until complete, however long it takes. Okay, take another deep breath. We're going to shift levels now to the saboteur. And this is an archetype that sabotages your success as you begin to break free and begin to manifest. There's always something that occurs to set you back. Example, like you make a lot of money, and then all of a sudden you make bad investments and you lose all of it. That's one example. Or you buy a brand new vehicle and 6 months later you get into a wreck. And your insurance doesn't pay for it because it was your fault. Or you move into what appears to be a really wonderful relationship. Then all of a sudden things occur where you begin to do things that begin to separate yourself from your spouse or your intimate friend, and eventually you separate and have bad feelings. The saboteur, in part, comes from beliefs about not being good enough to deserve. Money doesn't grow on trees, so you can't have it. Take a deep breath. Or maybe you have to work really, really hard. And if you're lucky, maybe you'll have enough money for savings. Or maybe you go into this really wonderful state in meditation, and then you go out into the world, and all of a sudden, you're back in duality. And you allow the saboteur to affect you out of the oneness back into duality. Or you make all this spiritual progress, and something occurs, and all of a sudden you're taking four steps backwards again. And you almost feel like you're in the same place or worse than before. Take a deep breath. The saboteur may sabotage everything good and wonderful that you created in your life. Building a castle, then all of a sudden a big storm comes along and wipes your castle out. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to begin to release that vibration from your solar plexus area, your power center, one of your power centers. The saboteur can also come in the form of injuries to your body that don't heal up. Neck pain, neck injuries, knee traumas, ankle problems, digestive problems, heart problems, brain dysfunction. All right, the saboteur can also be, they can also influence you if you are allowing being affected by, what shall we call, the dark side, not really the dark side, but appearing to be forces that try to control you and to keep you down, to keep you powerless. Okay, breathing deeply, continuing to allow, letting go. Letting go of the anger, letting go of the depression, letting go of the stomach pains, the stomach knots, the indigestion. Okay, allow that to continue until complete on its own. Going to move now into the prostitute. Breathing deeply. Now we're going to ask you to bring forth from deep within all those times and ways in which you've not held on to your sense of integrity, and you compromised your being for the sake of fitting in, whether it's fitting into culture, tribal consciousness, marriage, business, the lure of making large amounts of money. Breathing deeply. This is where you symbolically sold yourself, you sold your soul in order to make something happen in the world. And you knew somewhere deep inside that you weren't living your truth, that you compromised. Saying yes when you really wanted to say no. Okay, begin to release all the pain and tension from the area of your lower abdomen, your groin area, your pelvic region, which includes your very low back area, your kidneys, your adrenal glands. If any pain comes up, just simply breathe with it. The prostitute archetype also represents you giving way to the ego versus the soul. Example, when you really knew you should trust your gut feelings and yet you didn't. Release your belly button. Release your neck and your throat. I want you to imagine that you have this constriction energetically around your neck that has separated your mind from your heart and vice versa, and that it has created a split in your personality. Example of this is never speaking your truth. Words just cannot come out because the neck was broken energetically. The throat was broken, fractured, wounded, traumatized, whiplashes, thyroid conditions, C1, C2 problems, atlas axis. Shoulder tension, jaw tension, TMJ. Take a deep breath. We'll continue to breathe through the light. So you're going to imagine you're going to take off energetically. You're going to take energetically off the restrictions around your neck, however they symbolically appear to you, whatever kind of restrictions, barrier, blockage, pain, trauma, you're simply going to release it. Just take it away from the neck, your throat. Pull out all the judgments that's lodged in your throat. Judgments of self. Judgments of, I can't do this work. Okay, and just allow all of that to continue until complete on its own. Okay, we're going to shift to the last level here, the victim. which you could say is the accumulation of the wounded child, the saboteur, and the prostitute. Nothing ever works out. I try and try and try, nothing happens. I pray and pray and pray, nothing happens. I want to do the work, but I don't know how. I'm scared to try. I'm afraid of failure. I'm not good enough. Okay, all that can be lodged anywhere in the body, in the brain, in the neck, in the lungs, in the stomach, in the sexual organs, in your spine, in your joints. It can affect your ears, your eyes, your sinuses, your voice, your movement, your sleep. Okay, we're going to release everybody else's sense of being a victim. Take a deep breath and release everybody's sense of being a victim. And we're asking this of the whole world, to release yourselves now from the sense of being a victim, being the effect of, and not being creator of your world, the manifester, the voyager. Take a deep breath. Okay, now we ask you to simply, with intent, to remove all emotional blockages to the chakra system, all 144,000 points, just for a moment, so that you may experience direct revelation. And begin to breathe and receive now the divine light that comes through all 144,000 chakra points through and into the physical body. Just simply receive now, go into a deep state of relaxation and receiving, nothing to do, but simply to receive so that you can align to the highest vibration possible today. We're going to put the focus behind the physical heart, in that sacred space of the oneness, that portal to eternity. We're going to call for the assistance now of all the universes, galaxies, light beings, healers, teachers, ascended masters, archangels, angels, Elohim, Earth Mother. And we're also going to call forth the assistance from your power animals. And just simply go into a deep state in the stillness, in the blackness of deep inner space. And allow yourself to be merged and to receive in the oneness of all that is. And I will call you back in about 7 Earth minutes. slowly take a deep breath and begin slowly to come forth in the body, coming back to the earth plane, holding that vibration of oneness, coming back slowly, integrating into the feet and the legs and the hands and the arms, your spinal column, your knees and your elbows, your ankles, your wrists, your shoulder joints, your hips, integrating into the chest area, your abdominal area, your neck, your brain, your face. Okay, find the core of your body and your place of centeredness with the Earth Mother. Allowing coming back in the full power, coming back with the ability to fully receive and integrate, allowing your true self to be embodied in your body, in your life, a little each day, feeling the presence of the Council of Clarity, the Council of 14, the Pillars of Light, your guardian angels, your soul group. We ask the whole universe, ancestors, all, to receive until complete in your own divine right timing, according to your ability to receive and trust. That all is well, all is given. You are as God created you, whole and perfect, divine, sparkling, magnificent, divine beings. Allow your inner child to receive until complete and to continue to integrate into all the other aspects of you in the now. Until next time, we send our blessings. Namaste. Remember to drink lots of water tonight.